It's 8:55 and 57 degrees in Champaign, Urbana, and it's Friday, so we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Reginald. It's great to be here. We have mostly firmer trade here in early action. July corn up 3.25 at 465.5. The December contract on corn up 3.75 at 489. July soybeans up a nickel at 11.99 and a quarter. The November contract for new crop up 5.75 at 11.92 and a half. And July wheat up 4.5 at 6.52. Checking on outside markets, the Dow Jones last glance was up 386 points at 50,672. And July WTI crude oil up 44 cents at 96.79. Traders are squaring positions here today ahead of course, the long holiday weekend for Memorial Day. Markets will be closed all day on Monday, but will reopen Monday evening for the overnight session. We did get some positive corn export news here this morning. USDA had some flash sales, 19.4 million bushels of corn in Mexico, and that was a mix of some old crop, some new crop, and 4.3 million bushels of unknown of corn to unknown, a mix of old and new there as well. And 252,000 metric tons of soybean meal to unknown. You do want to continue to see these flash sales of soybean meal abroad as our U.S. crush capacity has really expanded here in the United States. And the main driver there is soybean oil. So we need some outlets for soybean meal abroad. And that's a really welcome, encouraging sign, as we saw some recent Italy, interestingly enough. So good thing to see. Private estimates indicate funds are long 245,000 contracts of corn, along 173,000 contracts of soybeans, and they're short 44,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. Those are private estimates, so we're not exactly sure on that number. We'll get CFTC data out later today at 2 p.m. for their official positions as of Tuesday. That will be a very big report because we saw such volatility Thursday, Friday last week, and also Monday this week. So seeing their official position as of Tuesday will be watched very closely. Funds are really long here, especially corn and beans, and that length remains a pretty big price risk to current levels. Fund managers typically sell futures in the month of June as we follow the seasonals. A lot of folks follow seasonals. Corn has a really strong seasonality to it, where markets can drop as we approach basically late June towards the 4th of July, as we kind of learn more about the U.S. weather situation and yield potential. Locally, some encouraging news that they took out some of the rain here today, as a lot of guys need a good day or two to finish up a lot of planting. There's some replant action, spraying, side dressing, things like that. Everyone feels a little bit behind this spring in this listening area here in Central Illinois, particularly East Central Illinois. 7-day forecast offers heavy rains for the Mid-South and the Southeast, basically Texas all the way through the Southeast up into Eastern Kentucky and Tennessee. And a big chunk of this heavy rain on the 7-day precip map is on the drought map too. So they really need it. They've been very dry. So it's a welcome sign for rain, perhaps excessive rain in some parts of Louisiana, but turned a little drier here for the I state. So I think a welcome sign in parts of Illinois, in fact, could use the rain to get the crop going. So I hope everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
Thank you, Danny, very much. And speaking of the weather, here's the forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy with a chance of light rain this afternoon and a high of 68 degrees, with an east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with light rain at a low of 56 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 76 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain shower and a low of 59 degrees. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain shower and a high of 78 degrees.
57 degrees right now in Champaign, Urbana. Thanks for listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is coming up right after these headlines from NPR.